Fourth quarter underway. Inbounds pass, take it away. Jackson Gould to steal. Racing down to Bricker in for the left. In the lane, Trutan scores. A steal and score for the Tigers right off the bat. And 15 seconds into the fourth. Warsaw's within five. In the corner, Nolan Bales, a three-pointer. No good. Carson Gould the rebound. Carson spins away from one, then fell down, but he lost the ball to Bricker. Bricker into the front court. Warsaw with a mini run here to start this fourth quarter, tailing over from the back end of the third. Heckman's back out there. Cross-court pass, Carson Gould. A three-pointer, no good. Heckman tipped it to Martin, who scores! What a play by Heckman. Martin makes it 36-33. Less than a minute to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Radiker cross-court to Nolan Bales. Samud on the left wing against Heckman. Now top, Nolan Bales trying to get inside, did. And a foul's called. Oh, Ellenson tried to dunk it well after the whistle. And the foul on Brandt, I have him for two.
Well, not the worst foul, because we've already spoke about the free throw shooting from Ellenson. I thought maybe we'd see Drew Sullivan get matched up to him just to kind of get into him a little bit and keep him off the block. But, you know, Drew Sullivan's back out, and they're giving Brant Martin the opportunity. And right there, once again, we're just a little bit too short on that three-quarters front to get around him.
Ellenson shooting the free throw. It's up. It's no good, but he got his own rebound, and he takes it, and he missed it. He missed a wide-open layup, and the Tigers have the ball back. Heckman weaving his way into the front court. Drives it down into the right side of the lane. Leans in, falls back, puts it up. Oh, it rattled out. No good. But a foul is called. Now let's see if it's shooting. I think it should be. Springer gets the foul. That's, no, check that. Zamuda. 24, not 14. Zamuda with the foul. His first. Heckman to shoot. Drew shoots and missed it.
I think Drew was fortunate there to get a foul call, because Coach Moore whistled to try to get them to settle down. That's such a huge possession, and Drew just kind of took it to the baseline and then started backing in. If he doesn't get a foul call and the ball goes the other way, you know, Coach Moore's probably not going to be real happy.
Second one is good. Heckman, what could be his final game, has 2 points. A minute 18 into quarter four. A 10-point deficit is now two. It's 36-34. Out top, Zamuda, ball knocked away, bounces right back to Radiker. He gives it to Zamuda. Now they get it to Mason Bales, and an illegal screen called. Zamuda handed off and then ran interference, and he gets the foul. And Warsaw with a chance to tie the game with a minute and a half to go in the fourth. How in the world did this all happen?
Well, and Scott Radiker looked at him and said, "You're moving. You can't do that on a screen." But they're trying to, Northrop just trying to do things differently than what they did for the first three quarters, which I don't understand. And it's really forcing them to play a brand of basketball that's favoring Warsaw right now.
Carson Gould between the circles, looking for his brother, couldn't get it to him. Bricker left side for the lead, short. Rebound, foul called. Martin over the top of Ellenson. Brain had no chance to get that rebound. He had a better chance of getting his third foul. He did. And free throws coming up here for Northridge. Ellenson back to the near end, where he is 0 for 3.
Well, somebody might want to make sure that they get a body on him, since last time, very fortunate, he got his own rebound.
Ellenson to the line, 6'8 senior, 55% coming in. Free throw up and good. He averages 12.5. He has 9. 37-34 Northridge, 6:16 to play. Warsaw was down 10. And now they're down 4 as Ellenson makes both free throws. 38-34 Raiders. Carson Gould to the center line. Martin, left wing, Jackson Gould. Jackson barking out instructions and pointing. Now he'll dribble left. Takes it down against Radiker. Leans into him. Put it up. And in. Jackson with 16 points in what could be his final game. Warsaw back to within two. Radiker the other way. Puts it up. Reverse layup is good. Radiker with 4. You could see that coming the full 84 feet.
Yep.
He got it stuck in his face, and he was going to put it right back on the Tigers.
Yeah, when he lowers his head and starts going to the basket, you know what the outcome is going to be. Somebody has to step in and take a charge there, or else he's going to be able to finish.
Pass in the paint. Heckman grabs it, takes it in, fakes, puts it out. Oh, no good. Put it back up. No good. No foul under the basket. And here come the Raiders up by 4. Mason Bales up the left baseline. He traveled. I don't often say these words back to back, but That looked like a makeup call because I didn't think that was travel.
There's no possible way any high school basketball player is going to go up with a shot and have to double pump down by their waist. It was clear that Drew got held both times, I thought, when he was going up for it. The official over here didn't call it, and the official over there said it was a block, so it was a play-on situation.
Now the Raiders in a 1-3-1 half-court defense. Lob cross-court, Carson Gould. Back across, pass picked off, and a foul call. Nolan Bales saw that pass coming from a mile away, and so did everybody here at Northside Gym. Jackson Gould takes his third foul just to save a layup. The bad news is that sends Nolan Bales up there, and that's almost like a layup. 91% and 2-for-2 in this game.
Well, and you know Coach Radiker was scouting the last 3-4 games and saw Warsaw against pressure lobbing balls back and forth with their two-guard front, and right there they took advantage and stole that basketball.
Nolan shoots and hits. He has 6. Northridge by 5. 5 minutes left. Heckman was out for about 2 possessions. He's back in for Yeager. The likelihood of Bales making this to make it a 6-point game is pretty high. Nolan spins the ball, dribbles 1, 2, 3, 4 times, spins it again off the court here at Northside Gym and puts it in. 7 points for him, 42-36 Northridge. Bricker across the line, trapped, and his ball is kicked all the way down to the other end, out of bounds to Warsaw at midcourt.
Right there, Jackson Gould's wide open in the middle. He doesn't have to catch it and shoot it. All he has to do is catch it and turn. Then you're going 3-on-2 on the back end because you have Brant Martin and Drew Heckman on the baseline with the numbers in our favor.
Carson Gould up the sidelines, right into a trap. He gets it up the sideline to Bricker. Bricker down toward the baseline, cut off, bounces it back out to Carson Gould. Carson with a ball fake, 1 dribble, lobs back to Bricker. Down to the baseline, Heckman. Heckman had the ball knocked out of his hands. He got it back. Heckman jumps the pass across to Martin. He puts it up. He puts it in! And a foul! The pass was off target. Martin was able to reel it in and score and 1. And Ellison has his 3rd.
I think Drew was kind of surprised at how wide open Brant was. A tremendous timing cut by Brant. He waited until Drew made his move. The defense collapsed on Heckman, and he's able to fire it over to Brant Martin, who corralled it and finished with a foul. And they've had a couple of those plays that maybe the timing has been a little bit off, and it's been kind of herky-jerky, but they've been able to find in this fourth quarter a way to finish those plays.
Bricker out, Yeager in for defense. Radiker in, Springer out. With 4:38 left, Martin at the line to make it a 3-point game. Warsaw's best free throw shooter, 85%, and he missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Ellenson for Northridge. Warsaw's had all kinds of chances. Yeah. It wasn't because they haven't gotten off shots. It wasn't because they haven't gotten to the free throw line. Mason Bales drives into Carson Gould, spins him in the lane, flips a pass deflected to Nolan Bales. He fell down with the ball. It's loose on the floor. We'll have a whistle and a held ball. And the arrow belongs to Warsaw with 4:18 to go.
I'd be surprised, but I'd really like to see Warsaw maybe change up the defense one time. Just give them a different look and keep them – make them guess a little bit here next time down the floor, because right now they're very comfortable in their man offenses. I wonder how they would feel if Warsaw was in a 2-3 zone just one time to see them, just see how their screening is and everything else, because at this late in the game, you got to change something up when you're down by 4.
Warsaw has 3 full timeouts left. Northridge, 3 fulls and a mini. Warsaw with 10 team fouls already. Northridge, 8. And the possession arrow now belongs to the Raiders with 4:15 to go. Warsaw headed to the far end. Martin, who scored all 9 of his points since halftime. Jackson Gould, left baseline, lost the handle on it, goes back out to get it. Gould wheels his way in the lane, faking, up and under. He missed it. Rebound tipped and a foul called on Jackson. He did everything but make it. And I don't know how it didn't go in.
Yeah, it wanted to. It stayed up there for a long time, almost too long, because I think if it would have just came straight off, Jackson doesn't have the ability to get off his feet again to try to get the rebound and foul. So now he's got 4 fouls, and he's got to be very careful because without him, this offense has really struggled tonight, and they're going to need him if they want to finish this game off with a win.
He's got 16 of their 38. Bad news part 2 is that Nolan Bales is shooting. Well, the first one's up and in. Again, this is a team that when we did the game back in January in the Tiger Den, we said this is a team you don't want to be down 6 points with 3 minutes to go against, because they don't turn it over a lot and they make a lot of free throws. And Bales just made two more. 6 out of 6, 9 points. 44-38, 4 minutes left. Jackson Gould up the far sideline playing with four fouls. Out top to Martin, left side to Heckman, who has 2 points, no field goals. Jackson Gould dribbles in the lane, a floater too long. And the rebound's grabbed by Samuda for Northridge. 3.5 minutes left. A basket here puts the Tigers back in a very deep hole. Radiker in the center circle against Bricker. Curling off a screen, Mason Bales, the far side. And Zamuda, he backs it out. Bales from 25 on the right. It's good. Nolan Bales with 12. And the Tigers are down by 9. And Warsaw takes time with 3:14 left to play. Timeout Warsaw. 3:14 left. 47-38 Raiders. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 3:14 left to play. It's looking more and more like 3:14 left in the Tigers' season. Jackson Gould, right corner up the baseline. Blocking foul called on Nolan Bales, his third. Gould slow to get up. Breathing heavily. Sucking back the pain. As he walks to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 on the ninth Raider foul. Jackson Gould's got 16, the rest of the team 22. Jackson shooting 1-1. His team down by 9. He missed it. Martin, though, the rebound. Back to Jackson. Head faking a drive. In the corner, Heckman for 3. No good. Nolan Bales the rebound. Northridge is in control of the game now. 3 minutes to go. They've got the ball. They lead by 9.
Get a second chance opportunity there, and it ends with Drew Heckman 3. He was wide open. If he makes that, changes things completely, but unfortunately misses.
Samuda, bad pass. Picked off by Carson Gould. Carson across the line to Bricker. Bricker down in deep. Martin alone puts it up and in. Brent Martin in his first sectional game has 11 points all since halftime. 47-40, 2.5 minutes left. High pass, Nolan Bales. Bales deep in the backcourt, gets around a double team and a whistle and timeout called by Scott Radiker. Timeout Raiders. This will be a 30. We'll take it. 2:27 left to play in the game. Northridge 47, Warsaw 40. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 47-40 Northridge, 2:27 left. It'll be Mason Bales to throw it in, almost straddling the midcourt line right in front of Nate Howard at the scorer's table. And he'll throw it out of bounds. He threw it well behind Radiker. He thought Radiker was going to keep going. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw, right where it was thrown in at, near midcourt.
Well, and what makes matters worse if you're Scott Radiker is Nolan Bales, all has to do is turn around. He's right there, and he's wide open, and that's the guy you want to send to the free throw line, but instead they try to go to the other side of the floor and throw it away.
Carson Gould to throw it in the backcourt to Jackson. No time to waste. 2:25 left. You're down by 7. Jackson Gould across the line. Hands back to Carson on the weave from far side or near side to far. Now he'll hand off to Martin, right into a trap. Ball knocked away into the backcourt. Bricker got to it first, tripped over Radiker, still going. Bricker across the line, Jackson Gould. Drives it right to the elbow, fakes, leans in, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ellison, and then Ellison outlets ahead to Nolan Bales. Now to Mason Bales. He'll spin in, put it up, no good. Rebound tipped out, long grab by Heckman. Gould is all by himself down the court. He'll fake and score. Gould with 18 points, 47-42, 1:44 left. Zamuda at midcourt, pressured by Heckman, bounces back, Nolan Bales, pass tipped away, take it away by Jackson Gould, timeout Warsaw. Jackson Gould stole the ball, laid on the floor with it, and he took a timeout. It's a full, that's all Warsaw has left, 1:35 left to play. Warsaw still alive, 47-42. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw back here at Northside Gym in Elkhart. Tiger ball, 1:35 left. Twice it's looked like the Tigers were done for, and twice they've given you some spark of hope. A basket here gets them within 3 or 2, and they still have a timeout left. Carson Gould, Jackson Gould, Heckman, Bricker, and Martin out there for Warsaw. Bricker, I think, has shot the ball once this whole game. Scott Radiker was convinced he was not going to let Warsaw's number 3 beat him like he did the first time around. On the inbounds, Martin. Not a Bricker between the circles. Looking for Jackson Gould, gets it to him. He'll drive in the lane. Stop, fall, fire, and miss it way short. And the rebound's grabbed by Nolan Bales. Bales under the basket, pressured, trying to call timeout, and did. Timeout Raiders. 1:22 left to play, fourth quarter. Northridge with the ball now, leading 47-42. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. The winner of this game plays Concord on Friday in Game 2 in the semifinals. Penn won earlier tonight over Elkhart, 83-47. Valley was bounced out at the Knox sectional by Glenn. And if I heard Steve with the score right, it was by double digits.
68-55, I believe, somewhere around there, yep.
Raider ball, they lead by 5. If you believe in miracles, now's the time to be asking for one. Zamuda to throw it in. Full court pressure on by the Tigers. Zamuda had trouble getting it in. He got it into Mason Bales. Mason's trapped. Got rid of it to Radiker. Radiker still deep in the backcourt. Mason Bales, long pass down the court. Caught by Ellenson. He dribbled in, and the Tigers tried to foul him, and they didn't call a foul. Radiker trapped at midcourt, and a whistle, and a timeout called by Northridge with 1:07 left. 1:07 left to play here in the fourth. Warsaw trails Northridge 47-42. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. We can do that. It's been a while since Warsaw has won a sectional. It's been too long since they won a sectional game. Unless something really spectacular happens to the next 1:07, Warsaw will go 3 straight years without tasting victory at the sectional level. They get it into Radiker. He's trapped in midcourt, pass tipped, and taken away. Bricker the steal. He'll take it down and score. Bricker scores with an even minute to play. And then what happened? Northridge refused to take the ball out of bounds. Jackson Gould grabbed it, threw it to the official who didn't catch it, and now Warsaw is going to get a delay of game.
That could have been much worse if they would have ruled that as an intentional delay of game, which they very easily could have.
56 seconds left. Warsaw's down by 3. Zamuda to throw it in. They get it into Mason Bales. He's trapped deep in the backcourt. He backs up. He picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. He threw it off of a Braden Printer. He threw it off a Tiger. It went back and hit him. It went out of bounds. Oh, no. They're going to call a timeout. They're going to give Northridge a timeout. Oh, and the Warsaw fans are going crazy. Matt Moore's out halfway onto the court. The officials are talking. We're keeping it right here. Hold on. Are they bringing the teams back out? No, they're giving Northridge the timeout. It's their last timeout with 49 seconds left. And all of a sudden, Jared, the Raiders are handling this like a hand grenade. The pin is pulled.
Yeah, and I could hear that official blow his whistle before that play happened because I was wondering why he was blowing his whistle before the outcome even had happened. So that's a good get-together by the officials. But, yeah, Warsaw's pressure has really forced Northridge into speeding up, getting deflections. However, now they're out of timeouts. Northridge has no more timeouts according to the scoreboard. So if that is the case and you're Warsaw and you can get them into that corner, they haven't been able to find Nolan Bales in the last 3 possessions. That's huge if you're Warsaw. Let's see if they can pressure him again and see what can happen because another turnover here could make things really interesting.
Well, Warsaw is selling out. Ellenson's down here almost all by himself, but Bales is down at the other end and he can't even see him because Warsaw's pressure is right up in his face. and they've taken Ellenson out of the game, and they bring Springer in. Radiker to throw it in the corner, far end, near sideline. Radiker gets the ball, 49.8 left. Northridge leads by three. On the inbounds, they bounce it into Nolan Bales. He's trapped under the basket, and there's a foul, and it's on Jackson. Jackson Gould is about to foul out with 47 seconds left. Jackson Gould with 18 points. He's now number 9 on the all-time scoring list at Warsaw Community High School with 1,151. And if there'll be any more points added to that number, his teammates are going to have to pull this out of the fire with 47 seconds left, down by 3. Nolan Bales shoots 2. Penalty in effect. Warsaw's been over 10 fouls for a long time. Bales dribbling, spinning, shooting, hitting.
See, that's a tough one right there, because you're not only does Jackson get his 5th foul, but you send Nolan Bales to the line. And quite frankly, they had 2 guys there and had him trapped. If they just keep their hands back, there's a good chance they could have forced a turnover by him throwing the ball away.
Yeah, but you know Jackson, he can't help himself.
Yep.
He hasn't been able to since he was a freshman on the JV. Bales makes both free throws. 14 points for him. 9 here in the fourth quarter. Tigers need a 3-pointer. Carson Gould across the line, flips it back to Bricker. He's well covered. Hands back to Heckman. He'll turn and shoot a 25-footer. It's good! Heckman hits a 3-pointer. His first field goal of the game. Clock still running, 35 seconds left. Oh, and Trey Davis fouls Nolan Bales on the inbound. Trey with his 3rd.
That was right there, showed you how inexperienced this Tiger team is, because nobody matched up with Nolan Bales. Nobody even looked for him. And in a situation like this, the first thing you have to do is find where Nolan Bales is at and keep him from catching the basketball.
Nolan comes back to the near end. He's 8 out of 8. He hasn't missed. He's a 91% shooter. What more things can I say to make him miss? First one's up. It's good. 15 for Nolan. Nobody from the Raiders has more. 50-47, 30 seconds left. Second up. It's good. 16 points, 10 for 10 for Nolan Bales. Warsaw running out of time. They're down by 4. Carson Gould dribbles right, hands back to Heckman. Heckman to the top of the circle. Kicks it in the corner. Bricker forced up a 3-pointer. It's good. Warsaw takes timeout. Bricker with a step back, cold-blooded 3-pointer. He's got 7. It's 51-50 with 15.9 left to play.
Well, and the clock just ran for 4 seconds, and Matt Moore was hot, and he even ran to the scorer's table, slammed his fist down to tell him to stop the clock because it was still going.
The officials told him to calm down. And Athletic Director Brian Buckley from Elkhart at the scorer's table. They are resetting the clock. Matt Binker, the Athletic Director from Warsaw, is down at the scorer's table. And they put the time back to 19.3, which is pretty close.
Yep, that's about right where it was. Boy, did we expect this finish here about 10 minutes ago? My goodness.
No, but if you'd have told us at 4 o'clock, we would have.
Yeah, that's true.
But not this way, not now. Warsaw twice down by 10 in the last 11 minutes of this game. Now they're down by 1 with 19.3 left. And even if Nolan Bales gets fouled and makes 2 free throws, Warsaw has a chance to send the game to overtime. Which, again, overtime looks really good now compared to what it did 10 and a half minutes of gameplay ago. Warsaw now out of timeouts. Radiker to throw it in. Pretty much all the people who bought tickets for this game are not using the seats they purchased. Jackson Gould is out. Radiker has the ball. Looking to get it in. Gets it into Nolan Bales in the backcourt. He's trapped under the basket. He's still trapped. Dribbles to the sidelines. Dribbles into a quadruple team. Jumps a pass out, and a foul is going to be called by Keith Denlinger against Trey Davis. And Nolan Bales is coming back to the near end to shoot more free throws.
Man, I thought Warsaw got him to travel there. He fell all the way forward and was able to get rid of the basketball. And hopefully, if you're the Tigers, you make sure you block out here, because if one does clang off, you've got an opportunity to go down and make a shot.
Ellenson's waiting at the scores table. Nolan Bales will shoot the first free throw first. Looking for his 17th point. It's up. It's good. 11 for 11. 17 points. Ellenson in, Springer out. And Ellenson runs to the near side, and that means that Martin will have the task of trying to keep him out of the lane if this doesn't go in. But what's the chance of that? Bales spins it and shoots it and makes it. Warsaw needs three to tie. 10 seconds left. Carson Gould at midcourt. Up the far sideline, and he's fouled. Fouled intentionally by Mason Bales. His first. I think that's 10 now on the Raiders as well. Let's check. And that's a good foul by Northridge, because Carson has really struggled at the free throw line this season. It is. Two shots for Carson. 7.9 left. Tigers down by three. First one's up. It's good. Carson, with that made free throw, is just 10 out of 20 this season. He's got 5 points. Luke Yeager's into the game. Carson shoots it. He missed on purpose. Nolan Bales the rebound. And a whistle. And a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. 5.6 left. Guess who's coming to the free throw line again? Martin with the foul, his fourth. Mason Bales back up there. And all he's done at the line is make 12 out of 12. 10 out of 10 in the fourth quarter. He makes these two, and Warsaw will have run out of chances. Bales looks for his 19th point. And he shoots it up there and in. 19 for Nolan. He averages 9 a game. His team is up by 3. And now to put this thing on ice. Nolan dribbles it, shoots it. It's up. It's good. 14 out of 14. Warsaw out of timeouts. Radiker will come out of the game. And the Raiders are going to advance. Unless Warsaw gets fouled on a three-point shot and makes it. Carson Gould, 4 seconds, three. Across the line, pulls up for a three-pointer. Missed it short. Martin, a tip up, no good, and it's over. And Northridge has won. Northridge 55, Warsaw 51. The Tigers just dug too deep a hole, and they could not get all the way over the hump. And their season once again ends in the opening round of the sectional. Postgame coverage begins after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Final scoring for tonight's second first-round matchup. Northridge 55, Warsaw 51. For Northridge, who at 14-10 will take on Concord in Friday's second semifinal. Cam Radiker, 4 points. Dylan Springer with 2. Noah Zamuda's got 2. Brady Scholl with 6. And in double figures, Alex Ellenson with 10. Mason Bales with 11. And Nolan Bales was the hero with 20 points, including 14 out of 14 at the free throw line. For Warsaw, whose season ends at 14-10, Luke Bricker, 7, Carson Gould, 5, Drew Heckman, 5, Luke Yeager, 5, Brant Martin with 11, and Jackson Gould in his final game, 18 points. He finishes with 1,148 career points, and that's 2 more than Ron Brandenburg for number 9 on the all-time scoring list. We were tied at 4-15, and we had 1 lead change. Northridge wins it 55 51. Jared will have the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
For Northridge, they finished the game 16 of 31 from the field for 51%. That included 3 of 8 behind the three-point line. Northridge was 20 of 25 from the free throw line. They had 27 total rebounds and 17 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 20 of 54 from the field for 37%. That included 3 of 17 from behind the three-point line, 8 of 13 at the free throw line. Warsaw also had 27 total rebounds and 11 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Northridge had 12, Warsaw had 11. Second chance points, Northridge had 2, Warsaw had 8. Points per possession, Northridge played to a .96, while Warsaw played to a .89. And points off the bench, Northridge had 8, Warsaw had 7.
Well, the Tigers fall tonight, 55-51. There hadn't been any games this season where they shot 3 out of 17 for three-point range. And even not all those shots were exactly the shots you want, but I'm saying of the 17 they shot, 13 or 14 of them were wide open. And the ones that they didn't, that weren't wide open, were the ones at the end, and those are the ones they made.
Yeah, and those are the type of shots when you come up here for a sectional, you know that sometimes those don't necessarily fall for you, and that's where you've got to make the ugly plays, the offensive rebounds and the putbacks. And they even did that, grabbing 13 offensive rebounds. But they only had 8 points off of those 13 offensive rebounds. So if the shots aren't falling, you got to find a way to pick it up on the, you know, underneath and the rebounding. And they just didn't do that tonight.
And we talk about this all the time. In close games, you can turn to a lot of different things. But if they shoot 5 for 17, they win. If they don't foul Bales, if they foul somebody else, they might go to overtime. If they don't go that whole stretch of, I don't know, it felt like 5 minutes of the second quarter. It might not have been that long, but it felt like 5 minutes. They tied the game at 15 and didn't score the rest of the half. Northridge is up 7 at halftime, and even though they got to within, what, 1 or 2?
Yeah.
They never really recovered from being down 7 at halftime.
And that's why when you look at a basketball game and you look at the parts of it, that's why every possession matters. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, midway through the second quarter or if it's the final possession of the game. Every possession matters, because if you don't get everything you can out of that possession, you don't get that one back. And that time keeps ticking away. Northridge did a great job of getting out, you know, getting a lead. Warsaw fought back 2 different times, I think. They were down 10 points in that second half. But all things considered, this is the type of team. I mean, we knew they weren't going to quit. You don't have Jackson Gould as a leader on your team, and you're just not going to quit. He's just not made of that material. And so they fought back as hard as they possibly could and almost made a miracle comeback. You know, unfortunately, this wasn't in the cards tonight.
55-51, Northridge beats Warsaw here tonight at the Northside Gym in Elkhart. The Tigers are eliminated, and Northridge will play against Goshen on Friday. We will run through scores. We don't know if we're going to get Coach Morn here tonight. If we don't, we certainly will have him on Tiger Talk. So if we don't talk to him tonight, we'll talk to him then. We'll come back with more here from Northside Gym next on News Now Warsaw. Let's give you a couple scores from 4A. Michigan City was a winner over Adams, 70-62. East Noble beat DeKalb, 44-40. Fort Wayne North beat Carroll, 79-48. Thought they might beat them. I didn't know they'd beat them by 31, so that was a little surprising. Homestead beat Huntington North, 52-42. It was Fort Wayne Wayne over New Haven, 84-58. In 3A, kind of a shocker for me, Glenn is a winner tonight over Tippecanoe Valley by a score of 68-55. So Valley season comes to an unceremonious end. Northwood beat Wawasee 52-23. So John Everingham's time at Wawasee as coach is now over. Peru beat Mississinawa 71-63. Mishawaka Marion beat Clay 69-44. In 2A, Westview beat Trubusco 74-49. Prairie Heights beat Fremont 63-47. Also in 2A, it was Adams Central over Whitco. Whitco gave them a pretty good game, 53-49. was the final in that one. In 1A, Culver beat Trinity 42-27. Bethany beat Hamilton 66-26. And it was Frontier over Caston 44-40. Here at Northside Gym, Warsaw knocked out of the first round for the third straight year. The Rangers of Northridge beat them 55-51. Your final thoughts on this game and this season, Mr. Shaw?
I mean, it's always tough to, you know, at the minimum get to Friday, you know, in a sectional. You lose on a Tuesday night, and you'd really like to, you know, advance. But, you know, this team was, you know, they didn't really pull any punches. They were who we thought they were. You know, they battled hard. They played hard. You know, when your best player shreds his shoulder in the scrimmage, I mean, if we think back to the scrimmage, I'm in my living room going, this team can't be stopped.
Love it.
When Jackson Gould is 100% healthy with the way they were playing in that scrimmage against Kokomo, who's going to end up playing, you know, probably a couple more weekends from now, they dominated that Kokomo team. But Jackson Gould gets hurt. They have to retool everything. Everybody's got to accept a different role. And, you know, things changed. You know, it was a grind. This season, more than any other season that I've been a part of, whether it be up here or whether I was playing, was an absolute grind of a season for everybody involved. And, you know, kids grew up, kids got better. But ultimately, when they came up here and battled as hard as you could, you're down 10, you battle all the way back. You know, you lose Jackson to fouling out, and you still hit two threes to keep the game alive. And that's what this team is to me. They're a group of kids that battled as hard as they could at all times. And that, you know, you can point to your senior leaders for that. You can point to Jackson, you can point to Drew, and you can point to Will as, you know, guys that obviously weren't going to allow the younger, you know, underclassmen quit on things. And they certainly didn't do that tonight. I think if you're a Warsaw fan, you can be proud of the effort that they gave.
It's a team that didn't win more than three games in a row. They won three straight. They beat Peru, Concord, and Valparaiso in the middle of January. Other than that, win, loss, win, loss, win, win, loss, loss, win, win, loss, win, win, loss, win, loss tonight. And that's kind of the way it went. Somebody said the Carroll win was a great momentum builder. And I said, well, it might be, but they got to win the next game to actually build that momentum. And then they of course, didn't tonight. So it was a hard season. It was filled with angst. It was one step forward and two steps back, it felt like, a lot of times. And yet there are a lot of really nice kids, a little good kids on this basketball team, the kind of kids that I like to cover, I like to hang around. I would want my 9-year-old son to hang around with, and a good coaching staff who did a really good job trying to hold this thing together for as long as they did. They just got behind 10 points in the second half against a good team who made almost all their free throws down the stretch. And beat the Tigers tonight, 55-51.
Yeah, when you can send a senior to the line and Nolan Bales that goes, what was he? What did he finish up with? Was it 14?
I had 14 for 14,
which you know, in a sectional game, that's very impressive to do that. And so, you know, that's where we've got to, you know, go as a program. We've got to find somebody that's going to make 90% of their free throws when they go step up to the line. We got to find somebody that's going to be willing to go in and, you know, get the ugly baskets and grind like Ellenson was. You know, as a program, we have to go find these things that other teams may have. But if we don't change our mindset in terms of just our toughness overall, and I'm not saying this team wasn't tough. I'm saying just in general, right now, we come against these teams that they play. They screen well. They, you know, they roll off screens. They slip screens. They understand what's going on. We've got to be able to get guys open, and we've got to be able to set good screens. And right now, I just think as a program, you know, we don't necessarily like to go towards that contact. And unless that changes, you know, we're not going to be able to win a sectional up here at Elkhart or anywhere else they might send us, because these teams that come up here are willing to do those type of things. And, you know, you can tell as a coach, you can tell somebody how to do things, but until that kid is willing to go do that, it's not going to help, and it's not going to work.
Time to say goodbye, and that means we open up the envelope. And if you haven't been listening to our broadcast, you don't know what the envelope is. Before every tournament game, football, boys basketball, girls basketball, I have an envelope, and inside that envelope is a list of people to thank. As long as the Tigers keep winning, the envelope goes back in the folder and then gets transferred to the next game's folder. But we have to open up the folder tonight. We have to open up that envelope and thank all these people. Athletic Director Matt Binkert, Assistant Athletic Director Michael Houck, Athletic Department Secretary and Ticket Coordinator Amy Berg, Events Coordinator Leslie Jackson, Amy Nelson, who has really become a valuable new member of the athletic department staff. Coach Moore and his staff, especially Jeremy Neely, we have really enjoyed getting to be around him more often during the course of this season. Our stat crew, Jackson Winey and Spencer Love, Warsaw Schools Administration, Dr. David Hofford and Dr. Troy Akers for their support. The sponsors that we had this season, our board operator, Steve Scott. Literally, we can't do anything without Steve back there. As you heard during the broadcast tonight, when his computer froze up on him, when his computer freezes up, then we're all in trouble. So thank you, Steve, for your faithfulness this season. For my broadcast partner, Jared Shaw, the best in the business, I am so glad that you keep doing this. And I hope that your wife just lets you keep coming over to play with me, right? Coming out to play, because I really enjoy having you on these games. And I know the listeners do as well.
Well, let's be honest. It gets me out of the house and away from her and out of her hair. So I think she just encourages it. But, you know, thank her for allowing me to do this, because she knows that I have an obsession and it's basketball. And so the more basketball I get to watch and be a part of, the less I have to go home and talk to her about it. So, you know, this is an outlet for me, and I really enjoy the opportunity to come broadcast these games. And, you know, it's every year ends, and it's always unfortunate. But when you look at the broad picture of what it means to be a high school athlete or a Warsaw Tiger, I think this team exemplifies the fact that they never quit, they never gave up. And it was fun to broadcast their games, even if it was hectic and stressful at times. It was still a lot of fun and very entertaining.
Thanks to my home team, my wife Holly, Hannah, and Oliver, who have been away from me most weekends and Saturday mornings. There will be French toast in the Grossman family's future here on a Saturday morning. They'll be happy about that, even though Dad's very sad because the Tigers basketball season is over. Final score, Northridge 55, Warsaw 51. The brilliant career of Jackson Gould comes to an end. He finishes fouling out with 47 seconds left with 18 points, which again puts him at 1,148, which puts him at number 9 on the all-time list, 2 points more than the late Ron Brandenburg. And most of all, thank you, fans, for your kind words, for your questions, for your emails and your texts throughout the year. We do this for you so that you can hear the games even when you can't be at them. Our goal is to try to bring you to them, and we have tried to do that each and every night. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks so much for listening. Again, the final score, Northridge 55, Warsaw 51. The season is over. We will have Tiger Talk on Saturday, and we will see you then. Good night.